Hi, welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather, experience, and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, or had divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into a divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. Again, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. This is a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your stories can possibly heal yourself and others. And there is a higher calling on your life. Tonight's topic, or this evening topic, is about intuition and manifestation. I probably had a subject on intuition before, but it's a subject that I wanted to go over again. It's a subject that came to me again today when I asked the power of divine, what does my audience or divine audience need the most? I'll get my answer. And it came up with intuition. So I would go by saying, what is intuition? What is intuition really? Intuition is a knowing that can't really be explained by facts or thoughts. It comes by maybe a deeper inner feeling. It's like a gut feeling. Mostly I feel it in my gut, but people they can have it and feel it in different ways. But I usually feel my intuition in my gut, and it doesn't always feel right, or sometimes it feels right. But whatever it is feeling, you have to notice it, be aware of it when you're feeling your intuition. But anyway, my intuition is the strongest feeling that I can trust out here. I mean, I have a lot of feelings going on, but I trust my feelings as far as intuition. I believe we receive intuition in many ways. People may receive it in a voice. They may receive it in a small voice. I felt it in different ways, but I strongly feel it in my gut feeling, in my stomach, in my body. And I trust it with my life. I do. If it was between my intuition and something else, I would go for my intuition. So my life wasn't always like that. I didn't always trust my intuition. I didn't always trust it. It was just that experiences in my life or experience that I had led me to trust it. I don't know if it happened to you, and I'm sure it happened to everybody. Guys, I know it happened to you where you say, you know what? My first mind told me to do that. I had that feeling the first time. I knew I should. Everybody had those feelings. That's your intuition telling you, but you didn't follow it. You got a lot of things going on. You don't know whether it's your voice telling you or your intuition, but you know with that first feeling or that first voice or that first impression was really the right impression, and you didn't follow it. So that's kind of where I'm going, you know, telling you about is that. So you'll know, you may not have known that was intuition, but I'm just trying to give you an example of if you had that right feeling and you did something different from that feeling. So I trust it with my life, guys. I trust it with everything. It feels like when I don't trust it and go with it, my life is sort of not so great when I don't follow my intuition. When I follow my intuition, it's like life falls into divine order. I mean, it does. I mean, it's not that your life is perfect, but things kind of go in order when you kind of go with your intuition and your gut feeling. That's the way I see it anyway. That's my experience. So, and then I say, guys, if you don't, you know, it's a trial with this. I mean, if it's your first time really getting in touch with it, because you do it all the time. But all I'm trying to bring to your conscious to be conscious of it. Be conscious that you're using it and it'll get stronger. It's like a muscle. You have to use it. You have to trust it. And you have to know that it's working for you. I mean, a couple of times, you know, you may say, oh, damn, I messed up. I didn't follow my feel. Yeah, don't beat yourself up. You know, it's okay. You'll get plenty of times on this earth and new experiences happening every day that you can trust your intuition. You have a lot of time in your life that you can use it. But I just want you to be aware of it and be conscious of it. And another thing, if you're using it and you don't get an answer, don't force it or anything like that. Just allow it to reveal itself to you. And just know that, you know, you always have the answer. But sometimes it'd be so much going on in your life, so much going on in your mind, you can't really feel it or it can't be revealed to you. And sometimes you just, when it's like that with me, even though I'm into my intuition, if I don't know what the answer is or I can't figure it out, guys, I just kind of leave it alone at that time and it'll reveal itself to me. So you don't have to really get excited about that, but you can always trust yourself to have the right answer. So I just want to give some experience. I always have a story so I can give examples of my life so you all can relate to what I'm talking about. I don't just want to say it. I want you to know that I have experienced this, and I'm sure we all have, but this is when I'm conscious of it, what happened. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story what happened some years back. My daughter, she's about 14 years old. Tashari's about 14 now, but she was maybe about 8 years old. So it's been a while. And I took her to the job. I had a half a day. I had an appointment. So they said, well, we haven't seen your daughter in a while. Why don't you bring her up? And I'm saying, yeah, I got half a day. So this particular day, I brought my daughter up, you know, and I work for Administration for Children and Family. So we deal with the Head Start program. So they're all receptive to kids and stuff like that. It's not that kind of environment where you get in trouble. But I was working half a day. Anyway, everybody met Tashari. They knew her, you know, prior to. But it's like I had things going on this particular day, guys. I had her stuff that she was carrying, my stuff. And I don't know, I somehow got distracted, and I'll tell you how. So me and my girlfriend, a coworker, we went to lunch. Everybody wanted to see Tashari. I wanted to go to lunch with her, with my coworker and another coworker, downtown Chicago. And to have lunch and stuff like that. Anyway, and it's busy downtown. And this is during the rush hour around 12 o'clock. I went several places. I went to Macy's. I went to Sears. Where else? I went and got something to eat. Several places, guys. And so I get back to the office with the daughter, with my daughter and stuff like that. We sit down, and I think my daughter wanted something to drink or something to eat or something like that. And I look for my purse, guys. Now, this is serious. Now, I'm going to tell you all the items that was in my purse, and I'm just going to tell you about intuition. I had my keys in my purse to go home. I had my train pass to go home. Now here I am with my daughter, 8-year-old daughter. All this is in my purse that I left in Chicago, downtown, busy Chicago, in one of those places that I went to. Like I said, I went to Macy's, I went to Sears, I went got something to eat at another place, several places I've gone to. Now listen very careful. So I got my daughter. I had my bus pass, my wallet, my pass to go home, and my house keys. So I can't really go nowhere. I can't go on the train. I can't get my car once I get there because, you know, you get the picture. Everything is in my purse. So when I realized that, oh, my God, I'm panicked. I got my daughter at work, guys, at work. So I tell my coworker, you're going to have to keep my daughter right here. This time, guys, I had to be one-on-one with the divine. And I mean laser sharp with the divine. All my senses had to be in order. And I'll just tell you the way I was feeling this day, guys. I was feeling like I didn't have no time for doubt. I didn't have a second for no second questioning anything. I had to go directly to the divine. I said, God, and I'm telling you with my intuition, laser sharp with God. I said, listen, I said, God, I got to have my purse. To me, this was everything because hey, I got my daughter down here. And this is extra. Maybe it'd been extra if it was terrible anyway, if I didn't have my daughter. But the fact that I had my daughter with me added on. So I said, Lord, Jesus, divine, God, everything. That's Christ consciousness. Could you tell me where my purse is? And I mean, I was listening, guys. I'm telling you, with your intuition, you have to listen. You have to listen. But I was intensely because there was no time for no doubt, no nothing. I don't know if I was ever this intense this day with the divine. Like, I'm listening. Tell me where. Now, I'm asking where all these places that I've been. Where's my purse? Where is it? I just started taking off running, guys. I said, Lord, tell me where it's at. I'm just going to go in the direction. I just took off and went towards State Street, downtown Chicago, busy, everything buzzing. Guys, I'm like, Lord, please tell me what direction. And I got a hit saying, go to Sears. Okay, that's what my gut instinct intuition was telling me. I did not doubt it. I did not question it. It said, go to Sears. That's where I was headed. Mind you, I've been to Macy's and some other places, but the spirit, the intuition and the feeling that I was feeling in my body told me to go to Sears. So there I was. Now, I wasn't walking slow. I took off like I was a sprinter or whatever you want to call it. Guys, I don't know. Somebody that can run real fast. I don't know what you call it. But a runner. And I ran. And guys, I ran, you know, took me a little while, but I ran sweating. I ran into Sears. Guys, let me tell you, divine listeners, when I went into Sears, someone was calling my name. Do you hear me? Someone was calling Karen Young. Please come to the intercom. I'm like, what? Karen Young, please come to. Guys, I was like, what? They were actually calling me, and I went. I went to the, you know, station, you know, where they told me to go. And they was like, we have your purse. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, divine, everything. Just thank you for this. Because this is something I needed to pay attention to. Everything was in the purse, guys. I'm telling you, everything was in the purse. The pass was in the purse. My keys was in the purse. Everything. I think one thing, but it was not significant, was the phone, cell phone. I didn't care about that. I don't care about cell phone. I can get that turned off. But anyway, guys, what I'm trying to say is, you listen to that intuition, and that's the intuition is your inner teacher. That's the inner teacher that's telling you what's going on. But this particular day, I was laser sharp in listening. I was listening to my body. I was listening, inner ear, whatever, guys. I was into it. Okay, but it was in my body, and I told you it's in my gut. Often you hear people say gut feeling. It was in my body, and I want to say my body. It was in my stomach, but it was also all over my body because I was just buzzing with I guess my anticipation. I didn't have no doubt, and that's the other thing. I didn't question this. I didn't say, "Well, God, this is what I want to say to you guys." Too many questions can talk you out of it. Had I started saying, well, I was in Macy's, I could have messed up my whole flow. I would have messed up the whole flow of it. I was in Macy's. I was at that hamburger place or wherever else where I ate. I was there. I was somewhere else. And if I had to question all that, well, suppose it was in Macy's. I remember me looking at clothes over there or over here. And I would have talked if I'd have stayed in the mind, is what I'm telling you. And I've done that before, but, you know, that's how I know. If I question it too much and question that deeper feeling that you have, that God is talking to you through your intuition, through your body, And had I not listened and talked myself up out of it and told myself it could be this place, that place, and the other, I wouldn't have been able to hear. I wouldn't have been able to hear what God was telling me straight up right there. And so I want to say that intuition is the thing that is an inner teacher. It's an inner help. It's really God guidance. It's a compass inside of all of us, not just me, not just a special people, not just any other person or spirit. You don't even have to be spiritual or religious or whatever. We're all divine spirits, whether we put names on it or labels on it or whatever we put on it, we all belong to God. So we all have the guidance. We just have to listen to it and trust it. Trust what you're hearing. Because if you don't trust what you're hearing, you can't hear it and you won't act on it. And so I remember that, and that really helped me. And it's some more examples I want to give you that happened to me and that, you know, that I listened. And then I'll go into, you know, some things of how you can kind of discern which way, you know, which is fear and which one is intuition. I'll get into that. But right now I'll get into another story where this was not too long ago. I think this was maybe a year or two ago, what happened to me. I was lying in bed, and this was a work night. This wasn't on a weekend. I think this was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. And I was asleep, but I heard some activity outside, but I didn't really know too much, just some activity going on. And so I had to wake me. I woke up, some activity around the house. I was hearing voices and around where I live, it's pretty quiet. You don't really hear a lot of voices and noise and stuff like that. And, I'm in the South suburban of Chicago. I'm not in the right thick in Chicago where some of the noise can be real heavy. So I'm in suburbs of Chicago. So this particular block, my block, is pretty quiet and I really sleep really well. But this particular night, I woke up, I heard voices outside and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, what's going on? But something was in me. Something, alert me, something like, again, in my body, in my stomach and in, you know, in that area. My stomach was alerting me. I got up. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I became alert. Something was going on with me. So a little later, I hear these two people get there ringing my bell. The girl is crying on my porch. She's crying. But it was something about the way she was crying. I don't know. Like I said, you got to, you know, be feeling your intuition and stuff like that. And I'm always in prayer, and I got to praying. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to open my door. I'm not opening anything. I'm not answering anything. They start ringing my bell, just ringing my bell and crying. The girl was ringing my bell and crying. And so I said, I'm not answering it. I just stayed away from the door from where they can see me because I did get up. But I stayed. I let them ring as long as they wanted to ring. But if they continue, I said to myself, I'm getting ready to call the police. But I just got quiet and started praying. But my intuition was, because, you know, the first step is somebody ring your bell. You get up and say, what's going on? And you open up. No, everything in me. This is what I'm telling you. Everything in me was like, do not go to this door. Even though this woman is crying, it's something going on. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not opening up my door. So I didn't. I stayed there and I went to pray. And they was on my porch for a little while and I started praying. But people, you don't know. You can pray on people. You can pray right then and there and people will move. They have to move. I'm not praying against them. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for peace. You have to move then. You got to get to moving. And so when I went to praying on them, and praying on the situation and asking for peace in the name of Jesus. I don't mean to be preaching on you all. It's not a Sunday, but this is what I did. And so, you know, I'm just telling you how my intuition was feeling. And so they left. They had to go. They had to get off my porch. I prayed them. I didn't open my door. I didn't do anything. They left. So I get up the next day to go to work. And my neighbor came. She said, did somebody ring your bell? I said, yeah. I said, somebody rang my bell. She said, those girls, she said, they were robbers. She said, the girl and the guy, they were, we don't know where they came from, what neighborhood they came from. They were in two cars, and they were ringing people bells, and when the people open up the door, they rob them. Okay? The spirit knew it. I didn't know what was going on when I woke up. The spirit knew it. I didn't know it. I trust it. Don't touch the door. Don't go near the door. Don't answer the ring. So they was like, yeah, the other neighbor said they came to my door. And one of my neighbors said she came to her door. And her husband came up with, I guess he had his dog or whatever. He asked them, what do you all want? I guess they didn't rob them because they were looking hostile or whatever. But the thing is, I didn't know anything about what was going on. The woman was crying, and you can be sympathetic toward a woman crying or anything. It's not what they're doing. It's how you're feeling about what they're doing. This is my point. It's not what they're doing, because she's crying. And if you're sympathetic, you say, okay, I'm really sorry. This girl is getting beat up. Whatever the reason is, you can open up your door and get into danger like that. So when they told me what was going on, I said, yeah, I knew not to open. They said, did you open your door? I said, no. But I knew within myself, I did not open up my door, because my intuition, everything was in me, said don't. And this have happened all my life, but I'm telling guys, wasn't here all the time. It's places where I went and things that I've done that my intuition told me, guys, don't get in the car, don't go here. And I've gotten there, and I've gotten in trouble every time. Every time I've gotten in trouble for doing something that the intuition and guidance and the compass and God was telling me. So it's always working. It's always there. You just got to be present with it. You have to trust it. You have to know that that it's telling you to do the right thing. It's telling you what's right for you. And sometimes, guys, I'm going to tell you this about the intuition. It don't always give you details. That particular day when I picked my daughter up, it told me to go to Sears, but sometimes it just gives you a hunch and no more information. It just say get off the bus or get off the whatever or whatever it's telling you. It always have you just have to. I don't even question. I just do it now. But before I got to this point, guys, I didn't. I didn't always do it. And sometimes even now, I question it. When I start questioning it, that's when it be a problem. And I get real mixed up and saying, is it my fear talking to me or is it my mind, whatever. And sometime in the beginning, guys, if you're testing this and you feel a certain way, you could be wrong. That's okay. But it's still your intuition getting stronger because you're paying more attention. If you did something and jumped, got off the bus or something like that and it was really nothing, that's fine too. But you're still tapping in more and more. And the more you tap in, the stronger it gets. It's like a muscle. The more you pay attention to your feelings, and it's really about paying attention to you, paying attention to what's going on in your body and in your mind, but mostly in your body, because your mind can be in a thousand ways. And also, you can have intuition, a voice tell you in your mind to do that. That's a form of intuition too. So I'm just saying where I get mine at. And I've gotten it through a voice too, a small voice, strong voice, a stronger voice or soft or subtle voice. My point is to listen to your body and yourself. Listen to your intuition. Listen to that guidance. And that's what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you all something good. I mean, those were two something incidents and events that were not so good. But well, the first one was. But it was just like a panic. But the second one was I could have gotten hurt. But this one is with my home. Intuition about my home, and I can explain that, and then we'll get more into how you can feel it and feel it out further. So I was looking for my house. I was really wanting to find a beautiful house. I had prayed for a house, and with a 3-bedroom, a nice, you know, you tell the universe and God what, you know, nice neighborhood, Lord. You put all the trimmings, whatever you want. You pray for it, God will give it to you. Lord, I want this for my house. And I wanted it in South Hollands where I stay because I felt comfortable when I stayed, came to visit. And I was like, this is so homey. This feel good or whatever. It just felt good. It felt like home when I came. So I said I'll look for a home. But anyway, to make a long story short, I looked at about 10 houses. And just because I'm in South Hollands don't mean that's the house for me. So I looked in other places too, other than the town that I looked in other towns as well. To make a long story short, I looked at this home, and the reason why I'm saying it because it don't always the intuition is not always there when you first when I first came here. I didn't know it. Even though it had everything I wanted, and I'm part of it, reason why I'm telling you this too, is because fear versus your intuition, I'm just getting ready to get to. So I was fearful of getting a home. I'm really buying a home, even though it had everything I want. The fear was kind of overtaken too. So I didn't know whether this was it or not. So when you're in that situation, you can be in the right place, but if fear take over, you don't even know you're in the right place. Do that make sense, divine listeners? You can be in the right place, don't know you're in the right place because you're not tapped in. Okay, so I had went to all these houses, but I just knew most of the houses that I looked at, I really didn't, you know, it's 10 houses, right? Well, the other 9, something was going on with them. I just didn't have that feeling. But when I got in this one, I didn't particularly have the feeling either because fear took over. I had everything I wanted in the house, but then fear took over. It made me shut down. It took my friend, my best friend, to say, Karen, now you asked for a house for 3 bedrooms. It's got a basement. It has a bar in it. She said, you said you wanted all these things. And she was talking to me. She said, what is wrong? But it was me being fearful. What I'm saying is fear can override your intuition, the right things for you. And so I realized in talking to her, I said, you're right. It has everything. And when I said that, all my intuition, once I was able to calm down, because I was just so, I had never did anything and purchased like that. So once I had calmed down and got into my real feelings, it kicked in. This is your home. It was able to feel right once I got the fear away and subsided. That's why, guys, you got to get quiet with yourself and your body and in your mind, because fear can, you know, take over in a way where you can't really get the true feeling of what your intuition feels like. So I just wanted to say that, you know, you can have good things happen to you. It's not always bad things going on. It's just everyday life. You can, you know, you using your intuition every day anyway. I just wanted to say that you want to be more aware as you go on through your day what type of choices you're making. It could be a house, it could be a job, it could be a guy that you're going out with, it could be a business deal, anything. All things really comes down to a decision. And sometimes we know, sometimes we don't have to tap in, sometimes we already tapped in and we know this is the right thing to do, that's fine. It's those times when you don't know which way to go. That's the worst decision where I don't know what choice to make. I don't know how to make these choices. And that's where it can get really, even with me now, tapped in my intuition, it still can get kind of tricky. Is this the right thing to do? And it can kind of drive you crazy. I don't know what to do. Should I take this deal? And especially if you have two good deals or two good things going on, say you're dating two people you like at the same time, and you don't know which one to choose. Or you in a situation where you got two things going on, you don't know. So in that situation, you can't lose. That's what you tell yourself. You're like, well, I got two good things going on, but you kind of got to say which one feel more heavier, which one feel more lighter, which one feels you're still dealing with your feelings. So you go in and say which one feel right for me, even though I got two decisions to make, which one feels, and sometimes you don't know. sometimes you have to, you know, feel it out further, talk, you know, more further, talk it out with yourself, and kind of write the pros and cons down and see, you know, this house, I like it, but what don't I like? You like both of them so much, you can choose. It's beautiful. You have two fine boyfriends or two men that love you, whatever it is, well, you know, pick one. You know, and so you can't go wrong. But what I'm saying is those tedious decisions and should I, you know, have my son going to this school or my children going to this school, kind of feel it out, kind of feel the environment when you go into the school. That's what you do. And I'll give you an example with my son Antoine. My son, he's 30. And Antoine is 30, and he has a nice job, but he wanted to be closer to me and closer to his children in South Hollins, where I'm at. But he works in Aurora. He works 2 hours away or so away from me, hour and a half away. And he's at his job now, but he was thinking, okay, Mom, they have a job closer in Indiana, the same where he worked, but they, you know, the places in the Indiana and Aurora, and Indiana was closer to South Hollins and his children. So he's saying, oh, well, maybe I can get transferred and be closer to my children. I said, well, Antoine, you know, go and see how it feels. I tell my kids and I tell anybody, see what the feeling feels like. So he knows I've been telling this all his life. So he goes to the place, to the plant where he worked, that he would be working for if he got transferred. And he said, Mom, I went in. He said, and it didn't feel right. Okay. He said it didn't feel right. He said that even though it's the same company, he said they ran things differently. They were not professional. He said it was just a different environment and it didn't feel right. Even though something is closer, don't mean it's better. I mean, it might be beneficial closer, like I can get there in 15 minutes, but don't mean it's the best thing. So you have to feel it out. So that's what I trained him to, and my daughter as well, to see how you feel, because that's more important. And so he said he went in and it didn't feel like they were professional. They weren't doing the same things that his job, where he's currently at, is about an hour and a half or two away. And he said, I'm not going to. I said, if it don't feel right, Antoine, I can't tell you what to do. You know how you got to know how you feel. He said, well, Mom, it really didn't feel like that was the right choice. Okay, so that was about 2 months ago. He tells me about 2 weeks ago, he said, Mom, you know that job that I was going to transfer in Indiana? He said, Mom, they're closing down in January. You see what I'm saying? I know it seems something small, but I'm just letting you know it is in the way you feel. Their plant is closing in January. Had my son transferred and moved over here and he had just put money down on an apartment there and lost the money for the apartment just to be closer, he would have lost out. He would have lost his job and lost the money on the apartment and everything. What I'm saying is it is the feeling. It is the intuition that's always there. So he, by the way he felt when he went into the plant, and you guys know this happened all the time. I just want you to be conscious of it. I would like for you to be conscious of it. You do it all the time. You meet people all the time that don't feel right. And you say, that cat don't look right. We talk like that all the time, but we're not conscious of it. I want you to be conscious of it on a daily basis. I want you to live with it because it's important. It helps you with all your decisions. It helps you with everything. It's divine always talking with us and talking to us. So I want you to live with that in any of your, it can be small or large or whatever decisions you're making. Important decision, unimportant, all of it is important when you get down to it. You know, you're making decisions, you know, so that's what I'm kind of getting to, the importance of feeling people out when you meet them. When I meet people, I feel them before I meet them. When they're coming, while they're walking, I feel them. I can feel them. I can just about tell the vibration before I meet them, you know. And people are generally good, but still you have to get a feeling. Some people are not; they are not in the right space in their minds. Now we're all spirits, but we're not all at the same level. You know, we're not all at the same level, and some of us got, if we're not keeping our minds and our spirits in check, we got things to, you know, to work with. And you don't want to be in a situation where somebody is not into themselves, not, you know, spiritually taking care of themselves, and you're in a situation. So just period. I mean, just school or whatever it is, or your kids' friends. We all already do that. Like, I don't want you hanging around. You don't know why you don't want your kid hanging with that kid. It's something about that kid that you was feeling. And then later you'll find out, yeah, he robbed him. He's like, I told you not to. We do it all the time. It's not nothing new, but it's something to just be aware of, you know, pay a little bit close attention to where you're around, your surroundings and your body. Your mind, your thoughts, and all that, all of it. It's all about us. It's about you and your vibration, basically. You know, it's an awareness. It's where it's going. Have some kind of awareness about what's going on with you. Because we all busy people. We got so much going on. We got kids. We got, you know, jobs. We got businesses to run. All kinds of things going on, and we get caught up into that. And we get caught up in the mind, a lot of stuff, stress, getting caught up in that. And so this helps you kind of make some of your choices. I think in a better way. We all making choices, but this helps in a better way. And I'm all for helping myself and others to deal with this madness sometime that we'll be dealing with. But, well, I just want to give some tips on some of the stuff. You know, I do talk about meditation in a lot of my talking. Well, I think the mind has to be quiet, guys. In order to start anything, your mind has to be quiet, because it's a lot of chatter. It's a lot of stuff going on. So meditation is big with me. Even if you can't meditate or you're not a meditator, you don't have to be one, but at least quiet the mind so you can hear. So you can hear God. You can hear the divine. I know I say it over and over, but so you can hear the divine, you must have access to the divine. And that way you can hear. You need to slow down a bit, even if throughout the day. I mean, you could be rushing all day, but noon or something, maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, when you get a break or something like that, just kind of get to yourself. Sometimes you just have to get to yourself, and it's always places where we can get to ourselves, even if it's in the stall, whatever. You can get to yourself, kind of take some deep breaths and calm down, and even if it's a busy day or whatever, just get your breathing going and kind of quiet your mind, and then you can kind of get a better grip on things, take a couple deep breaths and stuff, and slow it down. And that's a better way of, you know, feeling and getting your intuition as to where you need to go or your decision. Quiet the mind. And then I would say another thing, when you start in this intuition thing, which you already been in it, but more aware of it, is to trust the feelings that you get. Trust them. Trust your feelings. I trust them. I trust my feelings. I trust what I get. I mean, even if I'm wrong, if in the middle of the night, I get a thought or feel or something, say, I'll go check your doors or check downstairs or whatever. I just do it. I don't even question it. I'm not saying blindly. I'm just saying, if you get a feeling or something like that, a lot of times, you know, we do have a whole lot of feelings. I'm not saying doing nothing crazy or anything. I'm just saying, just check where you are. And at that time, if it feels strong enough, I would do it and not question too much. I'll just do it. And, you know, and another thing, have faith in your intuition and expect your intuition to work. Expect it to work. See, if you go around saying, oh, this don't work, I don't believe in that. I mean, it already works anyway, whether you say it or not. But if you just doubt it, then you're not going to listen to what is being, is what God is trying to bring to you or trying to tell you, or your intuition is telling you, you're not going to listen to it. You're just not, because you're saying it don't work. And I did this, I did that. Nothing works. If you say that, then you're powerful. People don't know their words is powerful. What they say is powerful. And if they say it don't work, then it don't. That don't mean it really don't, but that means they're not paying attention enough for it to work. But it really works. So know that it'll work. Know that you will get your answer. Like I said, I don't always get it. Sometimes you'll get it the next day, or sometimes it just be up. I ain't gonna lie, it'd be a blank space there. Until I get further, I don't do anything. They say, well, you have to do this right now. I have to go and consult the Lord before I do it. You need to get this house. You need to sign this right here. Ain't going to be no more houses. There's not going to be another car like this. This is the only deal. Whatever it is people be telling you, they make you react instead of, responding. They'll make you react to things. And you say, oh, there's not going to be another whatever. I figure like this. Well, I mean, then it wasn't meant for me to do it, because I'm not going to be pressured into doing anything. I'm going to consult my guidance first. I'm going to consult God first and get the answer, unless you already know, but I don't like to be in a reactive mode. I don't like to be in a reactive mode, because it appears that I make more mistakes in a reactive mode. I prefer to be in a responsive mode where I can have the guidance. Then I say, I feel good about my decision. Have you ever not, and I can ask you this, I know this have happened to all of you, not feel good about after you signed something, or you just didn't feel good. You were pressured into it. You didn't have time enough to, even think about it. They telling you all in your head, and somebody telling you have to do something. And have you ever just did something because they said this is a must, you have to do it, and you just signed, and you end up saying, what did I just sign? I'm sure we all have gone through that. What did I just do? If it wasn't something to sign the paper or whatever, what did I just say? What did I just agree to? You didn't have enough chance to, you didn't give yourself a chance enough to feel, get a feeling on it, feel it out further, think about it, nothing. So I want you to be aware of that. Be aware of how you feel. Be aware of what you're doing when you're doing it. Don't let people talk you into doing anything. I mean anything. I don't care who it is. Don't let them talk to you. You got to feel good about what you're doing. I don't care what it is. It could be acting, anything, getting this contract. You need to sign it right now, or it's going to be another actress coming in or actor coming in. Well, let me look over it. Let me get the feeling of this contract. I might be signing my life away. Anything. You need to really feel what it feels like. Does this feel right? You can't be all day. You do have to sign things. I'm not saying that, but just at least give yourself enough time to feel your intuition, feel what's right for you. I don't want you to be sitting around a whole week, you're going to miss your opportunities. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying take your time in a way where, it's good for you. It feels right to you while you're doing it. And then you feel relief, like, oh, yeah, I did the right thing. I can go to sleep, with this decision that I made. I feel good about it. My daughter's all right. My son's all right. Or my children's all right in this particular situation. You feel great about it. So that's what I'm saying. And this is where we want to be. We want to be where we make a decision. Things are flowing in our life. We're feeling good about what we're doing and who we are. In the end, we're divine beings having a human experience, and things are coming at us left and right, and we forget who we are. We forget everything about everything, and we let the head run it, and the heart is last. But really, it should be the heart running it and the head think about it, or having them together, coerce them together. And that's God and having that spirit of divine and asking. If you're not knowing, you can ask God, you can ask the divine to help you make the decision. That's what I do. I said, Lord, please help me make this decision. I don't know which way to go. That's another thing I do. If my intuition is not, then I ask God. It's the same, but you know, I'll just put it in words. Other times I'll just feel it. But, you know, it's ways that you can get in sync with your intuition. So I'm trying to tell you that you don't have to be in a rush or do anything like that. Just often you can test yourself. You can test your own intuitions while you, you can test your own intuitions while you're just at home or whatever. You can test yourself. You say, tomorrow, what is the, this is intuition stuff. You say, I wonder what color the boss's blouse is going to wear. I mean, I know this sounds funny, but you know what, you know, you can just say it. And if you're right, just play games with yourself and with your keys and where, you know, feel it. Where is my keys at? I feel they're right there. I feel somebody coming. You're already doing it. I'm just saying that to be conscious of it, where you feel different things. You can feel different objects or wherever. You do it every day. You do it anyway. Just being more conscious of it. Being more in tune with it. Getting more deeper within yourself, in your spirit, in your life. Getting more in touch with the divine. And loving. Get into it and love your intuition. It'll help you more. You get involved with it. It will respond to you. It will respond to you. It's like spirit saying, okay, she's responding, she's listening, and it's available. It's an awareness that you need to keep within you, within your everyday life, within your everyday living. And so I do it every day. I do it in my life, and I try to tell my children to do it. I don't preach to friends or nothing like that. I just live it. And in my decision making, and try to find ways of dealing with life in a much smoother way, a better environment for myself, a better way of being. So intuition is very strong on. I have another story. I always have stories, but I do have another story where my intuition was with me, and I'm gonna share it with you all. I'm just saying the steps to use. But I was in Las Vegas, and I might have told you guys this before, but I was in Las Vegas with my niece. She had a party, and she was a 50th party, and. And we went out, and it was time for me to go back to my hotel. And I got on the elevator, and it was people got on the elevator as well. I hit my button, 11, and was going up, and it was a bunch of people, younger guys, younger men or whatever. They were drunk and obnoxious and everything, and there was my intuition. It was telling me, I was feeling a certain kind of way in the elevator, and there it was. You know, I know when it's there. So the guys started acting up near me. One of them started laughing, ha ha ha, you know, looking at me weird and laughing, and just being obnoxious. I knew they had been drinking and they were young, but I just felt some kind of vibe on them. I didn't know what it was, and something all of a sudden, told me to get off, and not at my stop. It just told me to get off. It was a feeling like this particular intuition was almost like pushing me off. I mean, it was like strong. So I tell you, I get different kind. This was kind of like saying, get off. And I didn't know. I wasn't on the 11th floor, but somehow that elevator door opened, and I got off, and a guy, he said, why did you get off? Now, why would he be paying attention to me? He said, why did you get off? Your floor is on the 11th floor. Why are you getting off now? And I didn't even respond to him. I just got off the elevator. I don't even know how that door opened, because it was supposed to be keep going on up to the 11th floor. I don't even know where their floor at. I know that they were trouble. Whatever it was, I don't know if they wanted to rob me. I don't know if whatever it was that they had in their mind, I don't know, but divine told me to get off the elevator. And I didn't even know how to get off. It just opened. I'm telling you, somebody pressed it and it opened and I got off the elevator. What I'm saying is that I didn't question it. I felt something going on with them, and so I had to leave. I had to get out. And so I'm telling you guys, things are going on. You need to pay attention. You know, I could have went and said, well, the guys are going, and maybe what? Nothing was going to happen to me. You know, maybe they weren't going to do a thing, but I still pay attention to where I felt. And when I got off, that guy turned around and said, why are you getting off? So you're paying attention to me. So something is going on. So I'm glad I got off. And I got off and got on with on another elevator with a group of different people that I didn't feel that way about, and went on back up after that. And I was like, you know what? I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention to my intuition. My intuition is always telling me. I don't mean to have scary stories all the time, but I'm telling you, these are just life stories and life events. I basically have a good life. Nobody really bothers me, but it's just sometimes when you have these encounters, you have to pay attention to them. And I'm sure you all have encounters, but you'll be more aware of them, more conscious of it, and you can become intuition. You can pay more to your intuition, which is your inner teacher. And so I wanted to share those stories with you and share them and let you know that you can also, it's not for nobody special or anything. We all have it, but you can also just, you know, check your intuition and act on it. Don't just check it, act on it. You know, act on it and know that, expect for it to work and know that it's working all the time. And then, like I said, it don't always tell you what you want to hear. It tells you what you need to hear. It tells you exactly what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. So I wanted to say something about, I think I said something about intuition and having fear and feeling fearful in that. I think I already said that, and quiet in your mind and how to tap into it. But I don't know if I told you about practicing mindfulness. You need to trust your gut. So I'm just trying to cover everything that I could possibly tell you in techniques to trust your gut, trust your intuition, and be mindful and be befriend yourself and befriend your life and be joyful in it, but trusting your gut at the same time. You don't need to be fearful out here, and have faith in your intuition and listen to it. And another thing, intuition is you can trust your intuition through your dreams. I've had dreams, and intuition could tell you things about jobs or whatever through your dreams. So pay attention to your dreams and through your intuition. So I just wanted to share these things with you and share my experience with you so we can all learn together how to trust our intuition, our inner feelings, and our inner teacher of our intuition. So I would just like to end this evening with, I want you to just trust your divine intuition. Know that God is always speaking to you, and he's always letting you know what's going on, but you got to be able to listen to. You have to be aware of it, pay attention to it. So I'm going to end this program with that, and hopefully you all pay attention to your intuition. My next show is December 28, 2019 at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and you can contact me at Divine Intervention DDL at gmail.com. and I want you to have a good night, and God bless you. Good night.